Well, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It's Miriam Marston. And Miriam, I've got a feeling that you're somebody who likes to stay busy.
Well, a good kind of busy.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and this is a busy season, but it is the best kind of busy, David.
Well, you know, we're just coming off of Easter, and again, we appreciate you joining us, knowing your busy schedule for sure, but just coming off Easter, and you had the catechumens, but now it's on to what? First Communions, Adult Confirmations.
You've got it, yes. So we are in the midst of that season, and it's so beautiful, and last night at the cathedral, we had adult confirmations with Archbishop Sample, and what a beautiful mass.
Wow.
And we joined, I believe there were 9 parishes from around the area. They'll do another adult confirmation in Salem in a few weeks. And it was just a really special time. I've worked with this group for a little while now, and so it was a real joy to see these adults, a number of young adults actually get confirmed last night. And it was special, too, because, David, I had a chance to go offer a little retreat for our adult confirmation candidates, and I did that at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House, which we know well.
Beautiful.
Beaverton. We did that on Saturday, and, I asked the group, I said, well, who here has been on a retreat? And no one had been on a retreat, and no one had been to this retreat house, so it was really wonderful just to even introduce them to this very idea of leaving, everything behind for a few hours and just spending some time with our Lord and reflecting on the sacraments. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I hope I do my best to kind of introduce folks also to this gem, which is Our Lady of Peace Retreat.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let me ask you something about this, too. When I was reading about adult confirmations, and so let me ask you the approach to that. Is adult confirmations, is the approach different than, say, like I think of myself being confirmed back when I was like in the 7th or the 8th grade, and my daughters as well. So is it approached a little differently?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's one I'm still figuring out myself, to be honest, because I was reflecting on this before our interview this morning, because I was thinking about the different reasons why adults come forward for confirmation at that time. Sometimes it's because they've been asked to be a godparent. And to be a godparent, you have to be confirmed. And it's at that moment they realize, oh, I haven't been confirmed.
Yeah.
So that's happened a number of times. And, others, it just kind of slipped through the cracks. Now, all of this means is that sometimes, in this group, we're working with men and women who might have drifted for some time from. And that's why it kind of fell through the cracks, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So in my own approach, these last few years, I have taken really an approach of evangelization, and I've seen it as a moment to sort of re-evangelize those who were baptized Catholic, but for one reason or another might have drifted away for a long season and are now kind of coming back for one reason or another. And so I actually build in a lot of evangelization into my own approach, but
nice.
I'm still working it out too, David.
Yeah, no, it's great, and I understand certainly what you're meaning there, and it's wonderful that they do come back and get confirmed if they didn't have an opportunity to do that when they were younger. So what a wonderful program! And now who I think of the little ones now, and First Communions. Is there a more joyful mass than First Communion masses?
Oh, it's just so you can feel the buzz in the air. It's just so wonderful. And so we had most of our First Communions were last Sunday at two of our masses. So we filled up those first few pews with all the kids, and they're dressed so nicely. It's so great to see. And there's pictures and all these families and visitors and friends. And inevitably, the key question, David, I get from the parents before First Communion is, oh, does my child need to bring anything?
Right.
And I say, I said, yes, they need to bring an open heart and a big and strong amen. That's what they need to bring. And I tell the kids, don't be afraid to really say that amen with confidence and strength when you receive our Lord for the very first time. But it was so joyful. We have a few more First Communions this coming weekend as well. And actually, after this interview, I'm dashing off to the church because one of our kids was sick on Sunday and is receiving his First Communion at our school mass, which will be a special opportunity for him. So just a joyful time and a beautiful witness again to the whole community to see that joy about communion, because it reminds really everyone in the parish community.
Yeah, that's so
about
true.
The joy of the real presence. Mm. Yeah.
Miriam Marston, Blazing the Trail, heard right here Wednesday evenings, Mater Dei Radio, and of course the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard. I think about my daughter's First Communion, and one of the things that they did, and again, it just made the day so joyful, is they all made these little felt banners that gave reflections of a First Communion. So you might have a cutout of a chalice on there with the host, with sunshine and rays coming out. I mean, it just added to the experience.
Yeah, I've heard about the banners. I have not done those yet. Yep. Maybe something in the future. You did remind me, though, that it's not a banner, it was a picture. But Father John likes to bring just a picture to show the kids about his First Communion.
Oh.
So it is a picture of his First Communion, so he showed that, and the kids always get a kick out of it. And it tied nicely to praying for vocations as well last Sunday.
That's right.
Because he said, you know, he didn't know he was going to be a priest at that time, but of course his First Communion marked a very big milestone in his own journey of faith.
Well, and I just think about, like you said, too, all the kids, they're dressed in their, you know, the girls have new dresses, and the boys, their white shirts and ties. And it's just the smiles on the parents' face, just it's worth it all.
It really is. And like you said, to circle back to the start of our conversation,
yeah.
Yes, it's a very busy time, but I couldn't ask for a better reason to be busy in the Lord's vineyard. So it's great.
Wonderful. Miriam Marston, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evenings right here at Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard. Miriam, a joyful time, Easter, First Communions, adult confirmations. I know you're busy. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you all. God bless you.
God bless.